Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another podcast for I'm Adopted. My name is Alex Gilbert, and I am a Russian-New Zealand adoptee, and this is episode 10 of the I'm Adopted podcast. I really, first of all, want to say a big thank you to all of you guys for listening over the last few weeks. It's been 10 weeks. I really can't believe it. Time has gone fast. I'll tell you the truth. I remember when I first did the first episode of the I'm Adopted podcast, I was very excited about it. I still am excited about it. I'm not being negative in this case, but I'm saying as in, I can't believe that it was actually the middle of my winter here in New Zealand when I did the first episode of this. And I remember just trying to work out, if you could listen to a few of the first episodes, it was raining in the background and it was pretty bad last month in regards to our weather. It was pretty crazy, but I won't blab on too much. I won't talk too much, but I just want to say thank you guys so much for listening to this. Whether it's in your car, whether you're going to work, all of that sort of thing, or if you're just going for a walk. Not just work or walking, you know, it's all of that. Or you're just at home listening to this through your stereo system. I think it's pretty cool and it's pretty unique to see how podcasts have come a long way. And I appreciate you guys so much for listening. So that's not the end of the podcast. No, we'll get into it. That's it. That's episode 10. No, I'm just trying to be a little bit funny for you guys. Got to lighten up a little bit. It's all about obviously having a lot of laughs and just enjoying the moment, of course, and having fun at the same time. And I'm very happy that I've been able to connect many of you around the world with talking to each other, adoptees around the world who are reaching out to the community, sharing the stories, everything like that. It's been pretty incredible. And hearing your guys' feedback as well, just through I'm Adopted or through my YouTube channel, everything like that has been pretty incredible. And I thank you guys so much for the feedback. I read most of it. Well, in fact, I read all of it. And I'm just very grateful and thankful. So thank you so much. So this podcast, this episode, I really wanted to talk about my first impression of Russia as an adoptee when I went to meet my birth parents for the first time in 2013. Now, I did a video on this as well about this kind of, I guess, things I was thinking about, everything like that, things that I had to be prepared for and things that I weren't really prepared for and a lot that I learned along the way. Now, as we all know, of course, Russia is the biggest country by landmass in the world. It is such a different world for me, different language, everything is completely new. It was new when I first, everything is different compared to where I live here in New Zealand. I apologize for that. So when I started my search for my birth parents in 2013, obviously at the end of 2013, I was getting ready to go over to Russia for the first time. I am not counting, obviously, when I left when I was 2 years old or considering the fact I was actually born in Russia. This is me going back to revisit the country. And in myself, I call it the first time because I do not remember a single thing prior, you know, when I was 2 years old in the orphanage. So I call it definitely the first time for myself. It was very, you know, it was a lot of preparation, a lot of things, a lot of thoughts that really crossed my mind, a lot of things that I really had to think about in regards to going over to Russia. My parents were very anxious about it. I didn't know too much about Russia myself. I only knew that it was obviously a different country and everything was going to be new for me. But it was something that, you know, I had to really be prepared for. It was stuff that I had to really focus my mind on and know that I'm actually going to go all the way to Russia. So I'll go through a few tips and advice and things that I learned along the way. Well, first, my first impressions, everything like that from when I went to Russia for the first time in 2013. Remember, not before I was 2 years old. That doesn't count. But yeah. So in March 2013, that was when everything really started rolling. That's when everything really kicked in really fast, and that was the month that I reached out to my birth parents to go and find them. It all happened really fast. I did manage to track down my birth parents very fast, but obviously, you know, there's a lot of stuff that I didn't know about and a lot that I had to learn. Now, a lot of things prior to going to Russia that I guess this is my early impressions, really. I really didn't know what Russia was going to be like, the language, everything like that. In my mind, it's a lot from what I've seen on television. A lot of the history of Russia, all of that, you know, Soviet buildings everywhere, everything like that. I really just thought Russia was going to be like that everywhere. And I mean everywhere. I mean Moscow, St. Petersburg, everything like that. I really had that thought in my mind that Russia was going to be this very gloomy sort of country that is cold all year. You know, there's beers everywhere. Everyone just, it's vodka, vodka, vodka. You know, stereotypes and things like that. And it was a lot of things that I really had to learn about. And I'm just being honest with you. I'm just being straight up and honest with you guys who are listening. But when I started talking to my birth parents for the first time, I obviously started to learn a lot about their families and a lot about their lives. And where they lived on the world map, my God, it was a long way from where I lived here in Auckland, New Zealand. So it was a lot of things that I really didn't think about, a lot that I did have to think about, and things that definitely didn't cross my mind until I eventually got to Russia, which was something that was pretty crazy for me, for myself. So prior to going to Russia, I had to get my documents ready. I had to work out how the visa system worked, but I realized that I didn't actually need a visa. Well, I couldn't go into Russia on a visa with my New Zealand passport. It was something that I didn't know about at all. I had no idea about the process of renewing a Russian passport, which was something I had to do. I did apply for a tourist visa with my New Zealand passport, and I got rejected from the embassy. It didn't get rejected as in kicked out of the building, but I got a letter saying this can't be allowed. If you were born in Russia, you must have a Russian passport. And I was born in 1992 after the Soviet Union collapsed. And yes, I was born in Russian Federation, so I had to get my Russian passport renewed. I know it is different for everybody in different countries. I can't speak for yourself. I can't really tell you what you should do or anything like that. But you should really check with your adoption agency if they are still open, or definitely go and reach out to the embassy. They will be able to answer the questions for you. I hope they can help you if you need to renew your Russian passport, if you are born in Russia and you don't have one yet. It's something that you should really think about first prior to planning. It is the most important thing. It's the piece of document that gets you into Russia. It's all of that. It's very important. And I didn't realize that I needed that. So I actually did have tickets ready in the middle of 2013. I was actually going to go to Russia in the summertime, but I ended up going in November because of this delay. But that's okay. It was all a learning curve. I had flights booked as well in the middle of 2013. We obviously had to cancel those and find another plan. And obviously we waited for the passport, and it was something that I had no idea what to do. I had to go to Wellington, our capital. It was a flight down to Wellington. I had to go down there twice. I had to organize my passport. I had to go through the renewal process, take my old Russian passport, which was actually a USSR passport, but they said that you were born in 1992, so you got to apply for a new Russian passport. Everything like that was very new to me. It was a little bit confusing, but I managed to get through it. And a lot the stuff, here comes the language barrier part. It was all about, everything had to be written in the Russian language. I was talking to my birth parents. I needed to speak the Russian language. I needed someone that could help translate all the time. I still do to this day, obviously. I can still speak and have a conversation with my birth father very little in Russian. It's something that I have been able to practice over the years and practice. But, you know, it is tricky. It is a tricky language. And that's something that didn't really cross my mind either as well. I thought that when I reached out to my birth parents for the first time, I thought, great, I've got contact with them. That's going to be it. I'm happy with that, and let's start the conversation. Let's not worry about passports right now. Let's not care about translators. But obviously it was a language barrier. It was a language challenge, and I needed to fight that. Well, not fight it, but I needed some help. I needed the resources. And a lot of that is all, again, just about learning about what sort of things I came across when I reached out to my birth parents. So let's skip a few months now, and let's go to the end of 2013. So about, I think, August 2013, I got my passport, my Russian passport, and that was when I was ready to start planning my actual trip to Russia again, the second time. Best luck second time, you know. It was something that I was just nervous about all year. I was very excited. I was waiting. I would go to work, and I was waiting for the months to fly by. It took me about 3 months to get my Russian passport. It is different for everybody again, and obviously, It depends on what documents you have as well. If you don't have any documents in regards to your Russian adoption or your birth in Russia, it's always something that can be a bit tricky, and it can delay the process. It can definitely delay the process. So there's something that you really need to focus on and think about. Collect the documents, make sure you have them, and do what you can. You can only do what you can. That's what I always say. You can only do your best. So in August 2013, I got my Russian passport and then I had to start planning my trip. And small steps, obviously, it was very small steps. It was a big trip to go. I decided to go by myself. I had some friends in Russia that were meeting me there because we were actually putting together a documentary on me meeting my birth parents for television here in New Zealand. Again, that was my choice, everything like that. Both of my birth parents were aware of this and they said they wanted it. They wanted it to be filmed because it's going to be a part of our family history, everything, which it is. It is a piece of my history, and it's incredible to see what's happened since then. So when I got my passport, I was ready to go. And in November 2013, I was going to Russia. I had my flights ready, and I was heading over to Moscow first, and then seeing my birth mother the next day in Rybinsk, and then seeing my birth father the day after that in St. Petersburg. So the flight was long. As I don't know if you know on the world map exactly where I live. I live in Auckland, New Zealand, which is very far. It's the I believe it is one of the furthest, if not it is, the furthest away city out of anywhere else in the world. And believe me, it is a long distance away from anywhere else. I mean, this is in regards to other big cities or big countries or anything like that. So Auckland was a very, you know, it was a very long distance from Russia. Sorry, excuse the confusion there with my English. So I flew Auckland to China, and then China to Moscow, and it was a long trip. It was 12 hours first, and then I think an additional 12 hours, so all 24 hours of flying. I was on the plane by myself. I remember when my parents dropped me off at the airport and to say their goodbye, and obviously they were quite emotional and very upset. My mum broke down pretty much saying goodbye to me, which was understandable. I was going to meet my birth parents in a totally different country in Russia, and to a place where I don't even speak Russian. Of course, my parents were very anxious and nervous, and it was really, a lot was going through my mind. I was only 21 when I went over to Russia in 2013. I was still very young, of course. And I was replaying the thoughts in my mind about what it might be like. I was just replaying everything that was going through my head and how nervous and anxious I was. I couldn't sleep on the plane. Well, I tried to. I remember just trying, but I would wake up and think, "Oh my God, I'm almost in Russia now. I'm almost there." And when I finally got to Russia, I kept in touch with my mum and dad every stop that I could, and I texted my parents and told them I finally arrived in Russia. And I remember just protecting myself so much with my Russian passport, protecting my Russian passport a lot. I was making sure that I had it with me because this was my only way that I was able to get in to Russia. And it was something that I had to make sure I always had with me. And in fact, I had it around my neck on a necklace that protected my documents, so I never could have it out of my sight. It was always attached to me. It was something that a lot of people recommended. And I guess I'll be honest with you, a lot of people before me going to Russia would tell me that you got to be careful. It is an unsafe country, everything like that. You have to be careful about where you're walking. You can't walk around the streets by yourself. You need to carry a passport with you at all times because everybody's going to ask you. Police are going to ask you questions. People are going to always come up to you, ask you for your identification. Don't get ripped off. Everything like that. I was warning after warning. But obviously people were just trying to be protective and just trying to make sure that everything was okay and making sure that I was safe. And I listened to everybody's advice. Don't get me wrong. I listened to every single piece of advice. But it really didn't help with me going there by myself. It made me even a little bit more nervous. But I understood everybody where they were coming from. But honestly, getting to Russia, and I had a friend there, and I had a person that spoke English with us as well. We had two other friends with me. I had the best time. I had the best few 24 hours. Obviously, the most anxious 24 hours of my life. But it was incredible. Everyone was nice to me. Everyone really looked out to me. Everything like that. Now, I don't know if it's maybe because I look Russian, everything like that. I can't speak for that, and I can't say, you know, I'm sorry if you have gone through a bad experience in Russia or anything like that. I do feel for you completely, and I completely understand if you did feel unsafe or something happened to you. I understand your story, and I have heard that as well. And it can't, like I said, everyone is different. Everyone's lives are different. Everyone has a different experience. But over the last 5 trips that I've been to Russia, I've never had a bad experience. I've just met great people, and I've just learned so much. I mean, you know, it's really quite interesting when people often ask me, why do you keep going back to Russia? Why? And it's, people think it's so cold and beer, you know, all the typical stereotypes that a lot of us Western people don't really understand about Russia. But I really want to say, you got to give it a go. You know, if it makes you feel better, go with somebody you're close to or a family member. But as an adoptee, that's completely your own choice. My parents told me they really wanted me to go and experience it for myself as an adoptee, and I completely respected my parents' decision in that. And as much as I loved them to come along, they were very happy that I was getting looked after in Russia and everything was going smoothly for me, so that we had a plan and we had a schedule. Now, that's one big thing that I talked about in my YouTube video actually recently, is have a plan, have a schedule, and make sure that everything is planned accordingly to plan. If that, I don't know if that's supposed to be a pun, but you know, if everything's supposed to be planned correctly, that would make things a lot better for you. I have had days where I've been to St. Petersburg with my birth father, and say summer last year, and obviously we don't have every day planned. We just hung out, we just did stuff, and we just looked and explored. This is a different scenario. This is if you are meeting your birth parents for the first time, make sure you have everything planned and scheduled out properly. I believe that is a big word, properly and importantly, and just scheduled, just making sure everything is done right. Keep in touch with your family as well overseas. That is very important as well. I keep in touch with my mum and dad every day. In Russia, I often called them, I used the Wi-Fi, I bought a SIM card at the airport. Now, it is cheaper to buy a SIM card outside of the airport, of course, and if you have a Russian passport, you can get a proper SIM card for $5 or something like that, that can be used anywhere around Russia. Do your research on that. There is many phone services in Russia, but I highly recommend that you keep in touch with your family or keep in touch with close friends, and just have fun. You know, really, you got to go and have fun and enjoy it. There's no point being stressed out or worried about something when, you know, if you've got people there and you've planned it properly, everything is going to is bound to be okay. And I always believe in that. And you can only do what you can. And you can really only you just got to trust in yourself and believe in yourself. And I always say all the time, one word is always hope. You need to always have hope. And just if the scenario for you, if you have a bad impression, or if you had your first impression, if it's a bad one, or your birth parents don't want to see you, or they've rejected seeing you, and you had a really bad time, wherever you go, you just need to know that you've done what you can and you've made it as far as you have. And it's always good to actually go and explore and see where you come from. I mean, despite having your birth parents not being able to reach out to you or not wanting to see you, you can only do what you can with yourself. You've tried everything you can. And I hear stories all the time about people that have traveled, or people that have, you know, reached out online for the birth families, and they don't want to hear from them, their birth parents or birth families, and they don't want anything to do with their son or their daughter or a relative that's trying to find them. You need to understand that you got to put yourself in their shoes as well. And I understand that people are scared, they're shy, they're embarrassed. That happens a lot. It does happen a lot. But we obviously, having the community is important, and a lot of us are adopted from Russia, and a lot of us can speak to each other, just talk, just reach out. I am, you know, I'm online on I'm Adopted all the time. I'm the only one that runs the Facebook page, and I'm always trying my best to reach out and respond to you guys as much as I can. Obviously, it is growing all the time, and YouTube and all of that is growing day to day, so it's getting harder, but I'm doing what I can because I really want to hear you guys out and hear your stories, and I believe that's a big thing for me. Inside my soul, all of that stuff, I'm very happy about that. But sorry, I got sidetracked, and I'm just saying that, you know, you may love seeing Russia, everything like that, but you may have a bad experience with your birth family or your birth parents, but understand that, don't give up, you can only do what you can. So I just really want to really emphasize that and put that out there for you guys, wherever you're listening in the world, and I appreciate that. So when I got into Russia, another thing that was really hard, and I've mentioned it many, many, many times, is the language barrier. And that's a big thing for me. That's a very difficult thing for me. First time going to Russia. I had never been to another country that didn't speak English, especially when you go there and it's Russian everywhere. You know, hello, privet, you know, asking me questions and I'm just confused. And I didn't know how to say in Russian, I do not speak English. I mean, sorry, I do not speak Russian. I speak English. I do not know how to speak Russian. Sorry, I know how to say that now. But in 2013, when I was 21, I should have practiced that. That's another thing that I didn't think about at all. I just kind of rushed into it and thought, right, I want to meet my birth parents. Where do I begin? Let's get on a plane. Let's go over there. Let's not care too much about learning the language right now, but maybe it is something I would like to do in the future. And a lot of people would often joke to me all the time. My friends and close friends and my family would often say, this is in 2013, sorry, they'd say to me, Alex, why don't you learn the Russian? You might be a real Russian. Go over there and stay there for a year and do all that sort of stuff. And people, they'll laugh at the end of it. And, you know, it's not actually a bad idea to go and immerse yourself into the language for a good 6 to 12 months. It's not such a bad idea at all. And it's a big decision to make, of course. It's not one that I've decided to make just yet. But maybe in the future, I would do that. In the near future, actually, I have been thinking about that. It might be something that I could do. But it would help me learn the culture as well and learn the language. But I do not want to ever make my parents feel like I'm leaving where I was raised, my country, my home. I never want to make my parents feel that, my mum and dad, because they're the ones that raised me. My family is here. But it's your own decision, and you need to be honest and talk to your parents if you ever really plan to do that, because that's another big thing. That's another big step, another big decision as an adoptee. And I believe that's a big thing. So when I first got into Russia, obviously, I got to Russia at nighttime. It was about 8 p.m. or it was actually very dark when I got to Moscow. I didn't see anything in Moscow. I was in a taxi for 2 hours going to where we were supposed to go to stay for the night. And the next morning when it was light, I was already on the road to meet my birth mother in a small town of Rybinsk. So honestly, the first impressions look-wise, I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything outside. I saw forest. I'll be honest with you, I just saw forest. And in my old documentary, you would have seen me in the car with my phone looking, taking photos, being immersed with everything, but it was just all forest. And I thought, wow, okay, maybe Russia is a lot like what people said. Maybe there are bears in here. Maybe it is like a big forest everywhere. Maybe there's no towns or no big cities. I'm not that crazy to think that, but that's the first thing that I saw. It was just forest. So obviously, with myself just getting into everything, I really had to try and focus on everything that was around me. But obviously, I did see a little bit of Moscow outside of the hotel. It was pretty incredible. It really felt like I was in a big super city. I did feel that on the first night. And I looked out the window and I saw that. I was very excited about everything. I was in a big super city. I was ready to go. I was ready to start everything. But I didn't see anything until the next day. And when I went to meet my birth mother. Rybinsk was the first town. I know it's a crazy story, but Rybinsk was the first town that I saw in the daylight. And all the shops and everything was all in Rybinsk. That was my first experience, my first visual of seeing Russia in the flesh, in real life. But the next day, we went back to Moscow after meeting my birth mother. It was 4 to 6 hour drive. It was a long drive back home. Back to Moscow, and again it was nighttime in Moscow. So honestly, 2013, I didn't see anything of Moscow until I actually went back to Russia a few years after that. But 2013, it was very quick. I was in St. Petersburg the next day after meeting my birth mother, and that was when I got to see the real Russia. It was beautiful, incredible, amazing history. I'd never seen anything like it. And I have been back to St. Petersburg every time I've been back to Russia. I have been to St. Petersburg, and it's got to be I'm not being biased or anything like that, but it's got to be one of the most beautiful cities I've ever seen in my entire life. Can you believe I've been in New Zealand the majority of my life, not including obviously the orphanage? But seeing Russia, you know, you're being placed in a plane, you're going from Auckland and you're going all the way to Russia, and going to St. Petersburg, it was just incredible. And I have seen photos, and everything that I'd seen in the photos and videos of Russia, I had a different view on it when I left Russia. I said, I want to go back there. I really want to go back and revisit again and learn more of Russia. And The first 48 hours of Russia was obviously nerve-wracking. Everything was new to me. I was nervous to meet my birth parents, but honestly, it was one of the greatest few days of my life. It was incredible. And my impressions of Russia, honestly, I was nervous. I was anxious about what Russia would be like, but it was one of the most greatest experiences I've ever experienced. And I recommend it if you're adopted from Russia to go and revisit your birth country. I recommend it. I really do. You know, I don't want to say I recommend you going now or anything like that. You need to go when you feel like it's ready. Plan something out and make sure you're ready to go when you're ready to go. But that's a big thing. Plan. That's a big word in this podcast. We should have word of the week. Plan is a big one for this one. Learn a bit of the language if you can. Hello, thank you, everything like that. It's good to practice the language as much as you can. And, you know, just little things, you know, as much as you possibly can for yourself that can make it a little bit easier to at least say thank you very much. Большое спасибо. I should do a podcast where it's Russian language learning. No, I'm not going to do that. That's a bit tricky. I can't even do that myself. So I thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. I hope it was a bit of a great insight. Now, there was actually last week I posted a video in regards to, you know, pretty much what I talked about here, everything like that. I put it all into a video, a visual video. It's not exactly the same as the podcast, of course, because the podcast is different. but I thank you guys so much. And if you want to go and check it out, please go to YouTube. Just type in my name, Alex Gilbert, and you should see it there. It's one of the recent videos on there. So I thank you guys very much for listening. And coming up next month, actually, we're going to have a special guest, obviously, in a few weeks for the podcast again, which is going to be pretty cool. A few more stories for you guys to listen to and everything like that. But next month, we do have the next I'm Adopted meetup for 2019. It is going to be in Auckland, New Zealand, which is going to be pretty cool. And it's going to be a barbecue. And I haven't done that before, but it's all about connecting with adoptees everywhere and everything like that. So I thank you guys. And a million times, thank you for listening to this podcast this week for I'm Adopted episode 10. I think we should party, we should celebrate, we should be happy about everything that is going on. And I believe that is very special. And I thank you. I'm very thankful for you guys listening everywhere. And your feedback, I have been getting you guys feedback through Instagram, Facebook, everything with the I'm Adopted podcast. Thank you. Until next time, goodbye. Talk to you later. See you next time on the next I'm Adopted podcast. Thank you.